Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyahlangana kweza kusihlwa emthwakazi ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 4 kuLwezi 2022. Igama lami nguNtungami Linkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ama High Court judges nama magistrate bayesaba ukumkhulula ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi bangamkhulula bazaxotshwa njengabanye abakwenzayo kathesi abasekho emsebenzini.
Inkantolo ye High Court yalile njalo namuhla ukukhulula isiphathamandla sebandla le CCC umnumzana Job Sikala.
Yikho labo okuqala khona ukuthi ukhetho luntshontshwe nxa amagama abazovota engahlelwanga kahle. Imali enkulu kangaka abayibizayo bayibizela ukuthi labo abafuna ukuyithenga bangayenelisi ukuyithenga.
IZimbabwe Electoral Commission idonselwa emthethwandaba phezu kwemali edlulise amalawulo ethi kumele ibhadalwe yilabo abafuna ugwalo lwabalelungelo lokuvota oludindiweyo i-voters roll. Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje sileqembu lenyama Ndlovu Express Band. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Inkantolo ye High Court yalile njalo namuhla ukuthi umeli wezenkeza West edalele parliamente umnumzana Job Sikala akhululwe ngemali yesibambiso i-bail. Lokhu ngokwesishiyankalombili imithethwandaba isala ukukhulula uSikala kulandela ukubotshwa kwakhe labanye bakhe abebandla le-CCC abalitshumi lanhlanu kunyanga phose ezinhlanu ezedluleyo besetheswa icala lokuphehla uDlakela. Kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
Esethula isinqumo sakhe umahluleli weHighcourt uJustice Rogers Manyangadze wale ukukhulula uSikala esithi akulalutho soluguqukile kuzizathu ezibangela ukuthi ancitshwe ibheyili yinkantolo kamantshi leHighcourt ukuzicelo eziyisikhombisa azikhweze kulawa madale ukusikhathi esedluleyo. Amagqwetha kaSikala ebecele uJustice Manyangadze foroma ukuthi elahle isinqumo sikamantshi sokwala ukumkhulula ngoba esithi kukhona osokuguqukile kulandela ukuncitshwa kwakhe ibheyili. Amagqwetha ebethe njalo ukuvalela lokuncitshwa ibheyili kukaSikala lommeli weshitungwiza North ePhalamende umnumzana Godfrey Sithole kanye lamanye amalunga e-CCC alitshumilane kubangela ukuthi uZulu weZimbabwe alahlekelwe lithemba kundlela imithethwandaba yakuleli eqhuba ngayo umsebenzi. Kodwa uMahluli uthe kumele kulandele umthetho kungelani lokuthi abantu bacabangani. USikhala labanye bakhe bethethwa icala lokuthuthuzela uDlakela olwaqhamuka enyathini kulandela ukubhubha kwelunga le-CCC uMoblessing Ali ocathengelwa ukuba wabulawa ngabantu bezanupf. Babotshwe mhlaka 14 ngoNhlangula okutsho ukuthi sebezadlikisa inyanga ezinhlanu bevalelwe. Igqwetha likaSikhala umnumzana Jeremiah Bhamu usole kakhulu isinqumo sikaJustice Foroma.
This is an appeal against an application for bail under changed circumstances. So it's not
ebesikwenza namhla besingakhangeli ukucela kwakhe ibail kwakuqala kodwa besikhangela ngendlela esibona ngayo ukuba bail yakhe ayincitshwayo wayincitshwa kule ndlela ezehlukeneyo kulalezo esizisebenzise khathesi.
UBhamu wengeze wathi sokusobala ukuthi imithethwandaba yeZimbabwe ayisaqhubi kuhle umthetho ikakhulu kundaba eziphatha amalunga ebandla eliphikisayo ele-CCC. Umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-CCC umnumzana Felix Magalela Mafa uthi baza kwenza konke okusemandleni abo ukuba uSikhala aphume.
Sibona ngani ama High Court judges lama magistrate bayesaba ukumkhulula ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi bangamkhulula bazaxotshwa.
Abebandla le ZANU-PF bona bayakulandula ukuthi usikhala labanye bakhe bayahlukuluzwa nje yileli bandla lohulumende ngendawo zombusazwe. Sixoxele lunga laleli bandla umnumzana Matthew Sibindi, yena othi usikhala wathuthuzela uDlakela ngakho kumele ahlale ejele.
Yikake hlale phakathi entolongweni akajeziswa.
Usikhala uzaqhubeka evalele njalo aphindele emthethwandaba mhla ka 15 kulinyanga lapho uMahluli athi icala lakhe lizathethwa khona. Ngimele isithuthu 7 ngiseHarare ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Inhlanganiso ye-Election Resource Center ithi isisiya emthethwandaba ukuyabophisa ikhomishini ebona ngokuqutshwa kokhetho, iZimbabwe Electoral Commission, phezu kwempadalo yokuthi ithole ugwalo lwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota olwe-voters roll ngoba iphezulu kakhulu. Izek itshele inhlanganiso le ukuthi nxa ifuna i-voters roll eyodwa edindiweyo kumele ibhadale imali ephose ingene kunkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili zamadola emelika, i-$187,000. Umthetho uthi ikhasi lalolugwalo elilodwa kumele libize idola elilodwa lemelika, i-$1. Udaba lolu luthiye inengi likhuza umhlola namuhla lisithi izeki ayifuni ukuthi abantu bafinyelele i-voters roll ukuze bayihlaziye, yikho nje ihlawulisa imali enengi kanje. Kodwa isikhulumeli sezeki umnumzana Jasper Mangwana utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi i-voters roll edindiweyo ilamakhasi angu-187,000. Ikho nje iviza i-$187,000. Sixoxele ncwethi wezombusazwe uDr. Jethro Mpofu, yena othi izek igila imikhuba.
Sebeqalile njalo ukufihla iqiniso elihambelana lokhetho lololuzayo, ngoba i-voters roll yona ngokwayo yikho lapho okuqala khona ukuthi ukhetho luntshontshwe nga amagama abazovota engahlelwanga kahle. Imali enkulu kangaka abayibizayo bayibizela ukuthi laba abafuna ukuyithenga bangayenelisi ukuyithenga. Ngakho kumele abantu beZimbabwe ke bahle baqale ukwethuka, baqale lokwesaba, ngoba sokukhona imfanekiso ebonisa ukuthi ukhetho soluntshontshwa.
IZimbabwe Electoral Commission Dokotela Mpofu ithi kayiphambanisanga lutho ngoba umthetho yiwo othi ipage eyodwa e-voters roll nxa ithe yadindwa kumele ihlawulelwe i-$1. Ngokunjalo ithi ifike kulimali i-$187,000 ngoba i-voters roll le ilama page angu-187,000.
Eqinisweni baba, sisebenza ngamakhompyutha sonke. Siyakwazi ukuthi iloba abantu bonke beZimbabwe bebekule i-voters roll, bonke abantu beZimbabwe bebangu-14 million, bebangu-15 million, ngeke kwenzeke ukuthi voters roll ibe le 187,000 or 80,000 pages. Ngoba kule ndlela ama-documents aformatwa ngayo, akhandwa ngayo, ukuthi noma abantu abarejistileyo bengama-million nama-million, akukwenzeki ukuthi kuze kufike ukuthi ibe lama-pages angako. Yindlela nje yokufumbatha iqiniso lokuthi le voters roll bayincithe labo abayifunayo.
I-Election Resource Center ithi isihambisa lolu daba emthethwandaba, isimangalela iZimbabwe Electoral Commission emthethwandaba. Ubona iphumelela yini mhlawumbe sibone limali isehliswa?
Sesikwazi baba ukuthi amakhothi imthethwandaba yakuleliya athunjwa kudala, abanjwa yibona ababusayo. Amakhothi asuka kahulumende ngawebandla elibusayo iZANU-PF. Sesibonile lapha kuncitshwa abaphikisayo amabheyili, lalabo abanye abaphikisayo njalo bengeniswe emakhothi behlukunyezwa besenziwa konke lokuyana. Kunzima ukuthi umuntu opheleleyo obhekileyo athembele kumakhothi aseZimbabwe ukuthi iqiniso lizaphuma, kumbe njalo ukuthi wena umthetho uzamiswa ngenyawo zayo ezimbili. kodwa okukhulu kukho konke lokho ukuthi sokuzibonakalela kubo bonke abantu bezimbabwe ukuthi kukhona okuchaya amanzi lapha kuma elections okuchaya amanzi kuyi voters roll okumele ukuthi abamabandla aphikisayo abe civil society babone ukuthi bayaphithizela masinyane lungakantshontshisiswa lolu khetho soluvele soluqalile ukuntshontshwa njengoba sibekile.
UDr. Jethro Mpofu yingcwethi kwezombusazwe. Ikomishini ebona ngokulinganiswa kwamathuba phakathi kwabesilisa labesifazana eZimbabwe Gender Commission isisole kakhulu udlakela oluphathelane lezombusazwe kulandela ukutshaywa kwamalunga ebandla le-CCC ngabantu abacatshangelwa ukuthi ngabasekeli bezanu-PF eyinsiza lasematobo phambilini kokhetho lwama-by-elections olwenziwe kulesi sigaba ngenyanga esanda kwedlula. Ithi okuyikhathazayo kakhulu ikuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazana khona ethi kudala ukuthi besabe ukuphatheka kwezombusazwe. Sixoxele umnumzana Dalubuhle Sibanda, omunye wabaqondisi balikhomishini esigabeni seMathevelelend.
IZimbabwe Gender Commission ngenye yamakhomishini azimele wodwa abizwa ngesilungu kuthiwa ngama-independent commissions atholakala ku-chapter 12 we-constitution yethu. Yona injongo yayo iZimbabwe Gender Commission ikukhusela lokuthuthukisa amathuba phakathi kwabesifazane labesilisa abafana lamankazana. Siyekelele kakhulu kulungelo loluntu kodwa sikhangele kwezobulili.
Amafitshane nje nxa ungasikhumbuza lapha mdawini ukubana iZimbabwe Gender Commission umlando wayo ngowani?
I-Gender Commission ilomlando xa singakhanya isekelo sethu sombuso section 246 ikhuluma ngenjongo yayo ne-Gender Commission. Ithi sona sithi i-Gender Commission ilomlando ukubeka isolokhozi sikhangele kakhulu kwezobulili. Ungakhangela isekelo sethu sombuso silezikhenxa eziningi ezikhuluma ngezobulili. Iphinde futhi ibe lomlando wokuphenya amacala kumbe izikhalazo eziyabe zilethwe kuyo ezikhangelene lezobulili, ukwephula kwelungelo lobulili ukuthi umuntu angabe ehlukunyeziwe ngokuthi ungumama kumbe ungubaba. So njengeZimbabwe Gender Commission siyayamukela leso sikhalazo. I-commission iyavunyelwa futhi ukuthi iyenze isinqumo lapho kuyabe kunodlame khona, iyenza ukuthi singathi ku-recommenda for i-criminal prosecution. Lapho ukuba khona lodlame olule-criminal element, i-commission ilomlandu ukuthi i-refer to the relevant authorities, amapolisa nama-courts, umyenzi wakho lokhu ajeze.
La maviki adluleyo sokube lodlame olwenzakalayo, kwenzakale udlame ematobo lasensiza, kwalimala labanye abesifazane kanye lezinye indawo kweleZimbabwe. Lithini ngakho konke lokhu?
Njengekhomishini siphatheke kabi ngodlame obelubhekiswe kakhulu kwabesifazane abakwenze politics ematobo. Thina ngelizwi eliphezulu sithi lesi senzo sibi kakhulu and siphula amalungelo abantu. Ikakhulu sibheke isahluko 52 se-constitution yethu esikhuluma nge-rights to personal security. Njalo futhi lesi sehlakalo siphikisana lo-section 80 esikhuluma ngamalungelo abomama. Singakhangela futhi isiqu sokuziphatha kwezepolitiki esithi ngesilungu i-electoral code of conduct u-section 5. Sikhuluma kakhulu siqwayisa ngokuziphatha kwama-political parties labalandeli babo. I-Gender Commission iyanaka kakhulu njalo iyakhathazeka ngesehlakalo lesi ngoba ngesinye sezehlakalo eziba ngumgoqo ezivimbela omama ukuthi baphatheke kwezepolitiki lezokubusa. Njalo i-Gender Commission iyakhuthaza uhulumente labezomthetho labontatheli izindaba ukuthi bakusole kakhulu njalo bakuxwayise ngengalo yomthetho isebenze ukuze kwenqabele isehlakalo esinjengalesi.
Umnumzana Dalubuhle Sibanda ngusikomishi weZimbabwe Gender Commission esigabeni seMathevelelend. Kuza kuba kuphithizela eMelika ngempela sonto lapho abebandla lamademokrats labebandla lamarepublicans abazagcwala khona ndawana yonke begqiba imikhankaso yabo phambilini kokhetho lwamalunga ephalamende ngolwesibili. Uphenyo luveza ukuthi ibandla elibusayo elamademokrasi lilakho ukunqotshwa. Sixoxelo sekela ibandla leli khonapha eMelika, umnumzana Dan Moyo.
Amapholzi indlela esiwabheke ngakhona awathembisi kakhulu ukubana amademokrasi angaqhubeka ebusa ku-Congress naku-Senate. Kodwa ikakhulu ku-Congress kulapho okukhanya khona kungathi ama-Republican azokhona ukusinqoba. Kodwa ku-Senate ngingathi ngujikile obhanqa, sizobona ngoba kulama-states ayi-4 engingathi ngama-key states, ama-swing ngisho ukuthi i-Pennsylvania, i-Georgia, i-Nevada, le-Arizona. Silama candidate aqinileyo lapho kodwa ngoba ungakhangelisisa from kudala i-Georgia, Arizona beku ngama-stronghold awama-Republican, kodwa sawa-flipper abangawethu. Inkinga esilayo njengama-Democrats masisiya kulolu khetho ludaba lwe-inflation, ngoba sibona intengo yezinto zikhuphuka, especially i-petrol lokudla, and izinto ezenza abantu bangaphatheki kahle, bese besola ke umbuso okhona, ngoba umbuso okhona ngowamademokrati.
Ukhuluma ngodaba lwe-inflation, Baba Moyo, ubona lusiba lomthelela onganani kulolu khetho, ngoba njengokusho kwakho abantu bonke bakhala ngokudula kwezinto, amarenti, ifuel, amafutha ezimota, ukudla, zonke izinto sezidula.
Ye, kodwa singakukhangelisisa ukwenza i-inflation ikhuphuke lokudura kwezinto lokhu esikhuluma ngakho. Akusikho ukuthi ukuhluleka ukubusa kwamademokrati. Masi siya eqinisweni, siphuma esikhathini esinzima se-COVID, lapho ama-factory amaningi avala, especially e-China, okuyikhona into eziningi ezivela khona. And i-shortage yezinto ngendaba ze-COVID yiyona engathi ama-logistics, yiyona ayenza ukuthi i-supply chain ishote, izinto bese zishota ezitolo la, yikho kwenza izinto zikhuphuke.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo, isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala khonapha eMelika, esisekela ibandla lama-Democrats. Udaba olulandelayo luveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Sokusiya ekupheleni kukampandula, uhulumende weSomalia wethule amanyathelo alukhuni ajonge ukuvimba imithambo esetshenziswa izidlova zeqembu le-Al-Shabaab ukuthola imali yokuqhuba inhlelo zomvukela. Ngalesi sizathu, abogatsha lwe-United States Department of State labogatsha lwe-Department of the Treasury bethese abakhokheli be-Al-Shabaab izijeziso zenotho ndawonye labanye abancedisa leli qembu ngenhlelo zokuthola imali. Ngomfumfu mhlaka 17, i-State Department ifake abakhokheli be-Al-Shabaab abahlanu kuluhlu lwezidlova eziyingozi emhlabeni jikelele olubizwa ngokuthi Specially Designated Global Terrorists phansi kwesinqumo se-Executive Order 13224. UMohamed Mire, ingqungquthela ye-Al-Shabaab ebona ngokwethulwa kwezinqumo zaleli qembu ezibalulekileyo njalo ukhokhela ugatsha lwalo eSomalia. UMire wake waphatha ezinye njalo izikhundla ezigoqela esokuqoqa imithelo yezokholo, i-religious taxation, leso kuba ngusibalukhulu waleli qembu esabelweni se-Hiran region enzikini ye-Somalia. Uyase Jis ukhokhela ugatsha lwabahlomileyo abe-Al-Shabaab abakhangelane lenhlelo zokuhlasela abaziwa ngokuthi ijaba. UYusuf Ahmed Haji Inuro, owaziwa njalo ngelokuthi nguJiz Ade, ukhokhela ugatsha lwabacuphi ku-Al-Shabaab Olwe amniyati oludlala indima enkulu ekuhlaseleni lekubulaleni. UMustaf Atto yena isiphathamandla sogatsha lweamniyati okhokhela inhlelo zokuhlasela kwele Somalia lakwele Kenya. U-Atto ngumqoqi waleli qembu obalulekileyo mpela owaqoqa ukuhlaselwa kweWestgate kwele Kenya ngo-2013. Ukuhlaselwa kweGarissa University ngo-2016 kanye leminye imisebenzi yobudlova enyakatho yele Kenya. UMohamed Abdi Adeni laye ungumkhokheli we-Al-Shabaab. Waphatheka ekuqoqeni ukuhlaselwa kwehotela ye-Dust D2 eNairobi kwele Kenya lapho okwafa khona abantu makhaza abangamashumi amabili lambili 22. Ngasikhathi sinye i-Treasury Department yajezisa iziphathamandla ze-Al-Shabaab eziyisishiyagalolunye eziphatheke kunhlelo zemali ezihlanganisa iqembu le-Al-Shabaab lamankampani aselizweni. I-Al-Shabaab ithathela amankampani azimeleyo imali efika ku-$100 million ngomnyaka. Okuyimali eyisebenzisa ukuqhuba inhlelo zayo leze Al-Qaeda. Abayisishiyagalolunye abajeziswayo laba babalisa u-Abdullahi Jerry, othenga izikhali ngaphandle komthetho. U-Khalif Adale, obona ngokuthathela inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo imali. U-Abdi Karim Hussein Gagale, umsekeli kamphathi ngcebo. U-Abdi Samad olobudlelwano obukhulu lenkokheli ye-Al-Shabaab Senior Leadership Council. U-Abdi Rahman Nurey ohlanganisa i-Al-Shabaab lamankampani azimeleyo i-private sector. U-Mohamed Hussein Salad, u-Ahmed Hassan Ali Suleiman Matan lo-Mohamed Ali Badaz. Abakuqula elibona ngokuhanjiswa kwezikhali ngaphandle komthetho kwele Yemen. Okokugcina, i-US Department of State ilomvuzo we-$5 million ezaphiwa yiloba ngubani ololwazi lokuthi esinye isiphathamandla se-Al-Shabaab u-Hassan Afgoye ungaphi. Elemelika liqonde ukuchaya lokudiliza inhlelo ze-Al-Shabaab emhlubulweni wempumalanga kwezwekazi le-Afrika. Kutsho unobhala wogatsha lwezemali olwe-Treasury obona ngenhlelo ze-Terrorism and Financial Intelligence, uMnumzana Brian Nelson. Wengeze wathi, sizaqhubeka sithatha amanyathelo okumisa ukuthengwa kwezikhali lenhlelo ezitholisa i-Al-Shabaab le-Al-Qaeda imali. Lawo bekungamazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Ulife Talk lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lwesiphathamandla sebandla le-CCC uMnumzana Job Sikhala, yena oncitshwe njalo ithuba lokuthi akhululwe ngemali yesibambiso inkantolo namuhla. USikhala selenyanga phose ezinhlanu evalelwe ndawonye labanye abe-CCC abalitshumi lanhlanu 15.
Was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, seven to forgiven. Was a Friday, my sweetie. Was a Friday, in a maling for me, when I.
Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje sileqembu lenyama endlovu Express Band lona eselethu leidlalate lalo lakuqala. Iqembu leli licula liwele South Africa. Iqembu ikhambuleli liqalele thula ingoma eyodwa kunyanga ezimbili ezedluleyo. Kodwa selikwenzile ngedlalade eligcweleyo elilesihloko esithi umuntu uyajika. Lile ngoma eziyisithupha, six. Nangu umholi weqembu uKabila Ndlovu.
Sanibonani yizo zonke indawo ezihlukahlukeneyo. Siyabonga kakhulu indlela abantu abasamukela ngayo sisasebasha endimeni yomculo, ikanti ke kwi-albhamu yethu entsha yakuqala leyi. Siyabonga uxhaso lwabalandeli nokusamukela kahle.
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wenu Kabila bawuthola ngaphi, bawuthola njani njalo?
Ningathi ngale nombolo +27 16 22 10 18, inamba ka-MK leyo. Oro lixhumane lathi kule nombolo +27 84 85 97 939, uKabila lona.
Abalandeli ke ubashiyela wapha amazwi.
Sicela ukuthi lapho esilahleka khona besibonise indlela, njalo futhi besisapote siyaphambili lapho esihluleka khona. Besicela ukuthi abalandeli besisize besincedise ngembono yabo. Abalandeli bethu siyabathanda. Wenda ukuphi? USeGoli, useZimbabwe, useTanzania, useBotswana, ukuphi? Siyanithanda abalandeli ngothando olufanayo.
Uphuma ke enkundleni uKabila Ndlovu leqembu lakhe lenyama Ndlovu Express Band ngale. Hayi suka bo Nyama Ndlovu Express Band behlabela ke kamnandi lapho besiqibela uhlelo lwethu. Sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Inkantolo ye-High Court yalile njalo namuhla ukukhulula isiphathamandla se-TCC umnumzana Job Sikhala. IZimbabwe Electoral Commission idonselwa emthethwandaba phezu kwemali ethi kumele ibhadalwe yilabo abafuna ugwalo lwabalelungelo lokuvota oludindiweyo olwe-voters roll, lona ethi lubiza i-$187,000. Kwanele Mthwaka Zomuhle olivalelisayo ngenjabulo yimi owenu uNtunga Milinkomo kololokwana kwamatukanduna.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe. Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.